New York City is looking for a quote unquote badass rat czar. New York City joins Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco in taking the top honors for the rattiest cities in the country, which you were like, I knew that just because they were filled with Democrats to begin with. Oh, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's that kind of day.
I mean, you are getting a lot of practice at killing them.
You know what? I actually am very qualified.
I mean, you do have a spot you could put on your resume for experience.
I have killed. I don't know if they were rats. Maybe they were rats. I don't know.
If they're in Texas and everything's bigger in Texas, they're rats.
They're rats. The only problem is, Justin, my initial solution is sticky pads everywhere. So I don't know if that's going to be a great solution in regards to the rattiest problem, because everybody,
if it's in New York City, you're going to catch everything anyway, so you might as well.
Yep. So Operation Sticky Pad, we'll just airdrop them from one of those NYPD helicopters, right? They got one of those NYPD helicopters. But New York City has an intriguing job opening that might be perfect for a motivated individual. Millions and millions of New York rats have been put on notice. The most populous city in these United States is hiring a director of rodent mitigation. That is such a great... I love the names of these things that people come up with. Well, I'm an executive in disposal of hazardous materials. I'm a janitor. Which, by the way, there is no shame in being a janitor. None. Y'all make money. You provide for your family. That's something to be proud of. Screw titles. You can provide for your family. You're the hero there. No, I'm a blue collar. Shut up. Whatever, dude. I don't care. Or maybe you want to be the rat czar, the director of rodent migration, mitigation, or migration. However, just migrate them to Connecticut. That would be my strategy. I would just set cheese in Connecticut and just have all the rats go. I'd Pied Piper them to the state of Connecticut because I hate them so much. I hate both rats and the state of Connecticut, so it's like this melding of perfection. I'll just Pied Piper them over there. Or maybe I'll launch them in a cannon. I don't know. I might be perfect for this job, folks. You might not hear from me after the beginning of the year. why? Maybe this job's right for you. It calls for a swashbuckling attitude and a general aura, and this is actually in the job opening, of badassery. Are you badass enough to take on the rats? I mean, you're going to be fighting Splinter at some point because he's got to be the head of this, the head of the rat order, right? You're going to be fighting.
Remember, there was a turtle villain, the Rat King.
There was a turtle villain called the Rat King. And we've seen plenty of videos where, like, rats are fighting cats and stuff. Like, even the cats they put out there are no match. You're going to have to get Bebop and Rocksteady out here for this.
I'm not saying they actually confirmed his identity, but I'm pretty certain it was Bill de Blasio.
Here's the thing. Now, urban legend says there's about one rat for each of New York City's 8.8 million residents. But a 2014 study showed the city had killed had at least 2 million. So who knows? Let's say you want to actually do this. The pay should be good, but this is pay in New York City terms. $120,000 to $170,000 a year, which adjusted for New York economy is like $50,000 a year. You'll be able to afford a 3-square-foot apartment for like $900 a month that doesn't have a bathroom, because that's, everybody loves New York. It's our culture. I love how they are looking for somebody to kill rats, but you have to have a bachelor's degree, Justin. Like, no, I don't want somebody coming from college. I want to find somebody from the streets. I want to find somebody from the streets to actually do this. Like, somebody who knows the rat game.
I can print you up one of those.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I'm pretty certain if you attend some classes at Orkin, they'll get it for you.
I bet. That would be fantastic. So, The ideal candidate, according to the actual ad, will be highly motivated and somewhat bloodthirsty, determined to look for all solutions from various angles, including improving operational efficiency, data collection, technology innovation, trash management, and wholesale slaughter. You're going to get some crazy people applying for this job. I'm here to kill the rats. Guy with long, it's like Craven the Hunter is going to be the guy that's going to be working for your for New York City. He's going to be some random guy walking around with a machete. I'll kill the rats for you. Or scene. The scene is set. It's New York City. December 14, 2022. There is a meeting at City Hall where people are saying, we have to get rid of the rats. What are we going to do? Who do we find? Then all of a sudden, nails on a chalkboard. And it's the great-great-grandson of one Quint. I'll do it. I'll find your rats. But it won't be easy. I'll do it my way. $10,000 to find them, another $10,000 to kill them. And then you get like a Richard Dreyfuss, and well, that's how we'll find it.
I have a solution for you. We'll go get all the pythons out of Florida and drop them into New York sewers.
That's right. Pythons, gators, all of it. Let's just do it. I think it's fantastic. That's exactly how this needs to be done.
So do I have your job as the assistant?
Oh, Tommy, of course. You got to bring Vera. That's the only way. That's the only way I'm going on the streets of New York. You're fireballing these suckers. Your dream job awaits, says Eric Adams. If you want to go be chief rat killer of the New York City department, of course, you know, because New York City is on a portal to hell, they'll just keep coming. So you'll have a job forever. In addition to dealing with the rodents, the candidate will also have to deal with the humanoid rats. See how they said that? That populate the New York City bureaucracy. The director will collaborate with a variety of different government agencies to combat the rat population, including the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, which I'm sure they're doing a bang up job if there's like 6 gazillion rats there. Parks Department, New York City Housing, the Department of Education for some reason. Oh, because the schools are filled with them. The Department of Sanitation, I'm sure they're doing a great job. And the Department of Transportation. I remember when I went to New York in, I think it was 2018, 2019. The problem, one of the huge issues is, y'all throw your trash on the sidewalk and it stacks. They don't show you this in the Hallmark movies, but literally, New York City just has stacks of trash, of just heavy, hefty trash bags. What do you think attracts them? The city is dirty. It doesn't matter what you do. They're everywhere. I'll kill your rats. And then you have the Department of Education be like, well, what about the, no, we do it my way. If I'm going to be the rat czar, I am not working with other groups. Okay. I'm not working with anybody else. It's my show.
You'd be the only person that Hateful Kate will happily sign your permit for to carry.
That's right. And don't worry, it'll be single action. I'll go in like a cowboy. I'll do a 45 long Colt. Take them out. Pop, pop, pop. Pew, pew, pew. But anyway. So in New York City, the rat population is about 25% the size of the human population. That's about 2 million rats. Brown rats live for about a year. They begin mating at 2 or 3 months old. The rapscallions. And produce a litter of about a dozen. Wow, that is impressive. That is a very impressive mating schedule. They begin, recently the rat infestation has grown even faster than normal due to budget restrictions and wasteful food disposal. Yeah, because people just throw their trash. The bags are stacked in front, the restaurants. Yeah, even the ones that are A rating, that only means they find one rat. Ernie Schnicki, owner of the Alternative Pest Control in Brooklyn, thinks the rats will win. Well, they have to win or else that guy's out of a job. Let's consider the source. He blames the pandemic. When COVID hit and restaurants closed, garbage stopped being sent out and rats lost their food source. So they fed off garbage in residential neighborhoods. Now the restaurants are open again. They eat from both. You know who actually called this? It was Mike. Mike called this all the way back in March of 2020. And then he says, New York City will not win. Schnicky said the war being waged against the rodents, too much has happened everywhere at once. The rats are going to win. That's why you need me, Rat Slayer. I will not rest until every single one of those little bastards are dead. And I got Tommy with me with Vera. We're going to burn these suckers out. Don't you worry. You know what I mean? Don't you worry about it.